On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
If it's Monday, it must be a visitation from the other planet called Victoria.
This is a little close to reality, yeah, right? Yeah, right. Not from here.
Tori Lagarde joins us on Mondays to hash out all the hash.
I do. I have to. Must be done.
She is an actress. She is a
humorous.
Many
hats I wear.
And she makes a damn good pizza.
I don't know how to do that.
I just thought I was going to add on to something.
I can eat a damn good pizza.
Oh, So how are you today? Feeling all right?
Yeah. You know, that's such an open-ended question when anyone ever asks, how are you feeling?
I know.
It's better to say, how are you? Because that's so generic.
That's true.
When you say, how are you feeling, that opens up a whole...
Well, that's an age thing. I would never say that to someone who was 10.
You know what they say about, you know, with kids too? Yeah. It's okay to say, you know, look at you. Look how big you've gotten. But you try to say it to an adult, it doesn't have the same effect.
Oh, you get slapped.
You don't do that.
Look how big you've gotten.
See, I read that. That was a meme I just saw.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but good.
Yeah.
Isn't a meme is that, that thing that performs in like outdoors and tries to get out of a box and pull a rope?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
That's the meme.
That's what I thought. Well, the holidays are upon us, actually.
Yeah, because it's November. It's no November.
Yeah, it's the start of the thing.
November.
And I remember Tori. It's at the end of the sentence. I remember Tori. I remember Tori back in July. The shopping networks were doing Christmas in July.
Yeah, every year.
Yeah.
Even the TV stations put on like these shows.
They're crazy.
They have to.
But this year. They never stopped with the Christmas. It became the holiday season.
Yeah.
They were selling Christmas stuff in August normally.
Well, online, it's year round, right?
Sorta.
You can just buy stuff.
You figure you can get better deals right after the holidays have
passed.
Who's in the mood to buy stuff like that?
I hope everyone likes Halloween costumes because that's what they're getting for Christmas this year.
For a dollar.
The day after.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong.
It's just very annoying. Now, here's an interesting thing that I picked up. Her name is Sally. She's a prostitute. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's something else. In Durham, New Hampshire. You know where that is?
I do.
Yeah. Do you really? Seriously?
Well, it's one of the major cities, I think, in New Hampshire, or towns.
Could
be. Are there any cities there, or is it all towns?
Well, you like the motor bicycle world, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no.
Yes. So I thought any place in New Hampshire is a motor bicycle place.
Well, yeah, that's that weird state. I mean, I have friends there, so I don't want to get too down on it. But it's funny you bring that up because I thought of it the other day.
Yeah.
It's like live free and die. We got our guns. Yeah. Get out of here, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And they think it's like the South has been annexed in New England.
Yes. Well, sort of. Yes.
Sort of.
It's a little taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little home.
Yeah.
I never liked it. Whenever I see that license plate, live free or die. I kind of like, aren't there any other options?
Yeah, that's a little severe.
Yeah. Is it just, can we do multiple choice?
Right.
How about none of the above?
They need to go down south a little bit, some of them.
Yeah. Needs to be an exchange
Something's wrong here. We'll trade you for, I don't want any of their states though, you know.
I don't know what's wrong with them. Anyway, they're fine people actually.
Some of them are,
Yeah. Others, not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much.
And that's everywhere, probably.
So in Durham, North Carolina, in Durham, New Hampshire.
Yes, yes.
Apparently, every year, like in most towns and cities, they had a tree lighting.
Mm-hmm. Already?
They will. Santa Claus arrives at the end of a parade.
Every town in America,
you have the lights on the mm-hmm. on the poles, you know, downtown area.
It's tradition.
Tradition.
Yes.
Well, Durham, New Hampshire, apparently there were a good number of complaints, not like everybody, but a good number of complaints that's too Christmassy.
Oh.
It's too Christmassy. They actually, the legislation of Durham, New Hampshire, which I think is 2.5 people, they actually sat down and said, okay, we'll stop doing some of this stuff because some people are, I know. It's not a question of politically correct. It's more like, it was like, well, this is too Christmas.
Well, it's once a year. Can't you just do it? Man up.
Well, here's what they actually are not doing this year. Mm-hmm. They're not going to have a tree lighting ceremony.
Oh, no.
No, they're just going to plug in a tree.
And that'll can't they be still it. Do a ceremony?
No.
Get ready. I'm bending over. Here it comes. That just sounded. Never mind. Go on.
Ready?
Go on. Yeah.
Apparently, Santa Claus is still going to arrive, but not on a public vehicle. It used to be on a fire truck.
Oh.
Now it has to be in a car.
Oh.
Because that's a rental. Public rental.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's another problem. There will be no lights on the telephone poles and the lampposts.
That's kind of crappy. I don't know why they have to go that far. Just leave them alone. Let them have their once a year.
I don't connotate lights with Christmas necessarily.
It's just a holiday season.
It's a holiday.
Right, correct.
They actually change their, when they plug in the tree,
yeah.
It's going to be a winter fest. It's a winter
fest. This is, okay, listen,
fest.
Man, let me just say something about that. Halloween used to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's pagany, uh-huh. supposedly.
Pagany.
Probably is. Right. But anyway, so the Christian community has something called Harvest Fest.
There you go.
Night. They go to the church, and the word harvest is used anyway.
Certainly.
They get rid of that. So
certainly.
You're saying winter fest.
Winter
this fest thing is getting out of control.
Well, it's a fest. So that's how they've, and a lot of people are saying, well, that's absolutely ridiculous. When you really think about it, there's no reason why Christmas has to be connected to Santa. Yeah, but that's a kid
thing.
They're
tied together forever. I'm sorry. You really can't change that now.
I kind of get the Santa
thing. Yeah, yeah.
Although Santa's not a religious character. I don't think there's a Santa in the Bible.
Listen, it's Saint Nicholas.
Correct.
That sounds a little Christian-y, if you ask me.
Sort of,
kind of.
So maybe that shouldn't be there.
Well, they removed it with the Santa thing. They got rid of even Saint Nick. Not as many kids know about Saint Nick as they used to, in all fairness.
Now, here's a weird story.
Mm-hmm.
There is a rabbi in Durham, New Hampshire.
I hope so.
There is one, at least.
Okay.
This rabbi said, okay, we would like to have a large menorah somewhere in the vicinity of the Christmas tree.
Great.
I'm sorry, the lighted tree. The winter fest tree.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We'd like to display it as well.
Right.
And the town actually sat down and said, no.
Well, all right. I can understand that only for one reason.
Why?
If you're going to completely eliminate Christmas and just replace it with holiday.
Correct.
Then it's just Winterfest, and you can have lights, and you can have a type of tree.
Yes.
But if you start to bring in menorahs.
Yeah, that's a religious
symbol. That's religious.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's a slippery slope.
That's the argument is a tree, which we call a Christmas tree in full, is that really a religious symbol? I don't know now.
There's trees everywhere. Dude, look out the window.
Well, there are trees.
Year round.
Yeah, but what's a
Christmas tree? It's just a tree.
Why do we call it a Christmas tree? Are we just taking a tree and saying we're going to sign you a holiday name?
You're going to put stuff on it.
Yeah.
That's a tradition that Christians follow on December 25th.
Correct.
It has Christ in it.
Right.
Christmas.
Christmas.
If you want to really split hairs.
I know.
But so, I mean, yes and no. I don't know. But I think it's fair. I think they should really say, okay, we'll have a menorah. Because what harm is there in that? That's all I'd like to know is what harm?
Until
the pagans come along and want their Beelzebub and then people want all different
stuff. That's
the question.
The menorah is a religious symbol. The Christmas tree, the tree, lighted tree, is probably not. Is the lighted eight
version
post,
of a tree?
Is the lighted candelabra?
Okay.
A religious thing? Well, now it still is.
Yeah.
It still is.
Anyway.
So that's what that was.
Okay.
That's.
Well, keep me posted.
I don't give a crap.
Well, we don't live there, but when it happens to your neighborhood, then you will.
No,
just wait.
I really kind of really don't do.
No, you
don't.
You stay in the house. You stay inside.
I don't really care at all.
Do you ever hear people say thank you so much? Do you say that when you thank someone? Do you say thank you so much?
Oh, with the so much after?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you. Are we all listening?
No.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, that's groveling.
And people don't look at it that way. They just say, I'm just being polite. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What about thank you very much? I prefer that even more.
Very much is better.
Very much is better. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. How about just thank you?
Yeah, that's enough.
How about just end it?
That's enough.
When people say thank you so much, you know what it does to me? It makes my skin crawl.
Oh,
I can feel it. I am just, I'm ready to like go, oh, did you just say that? It's like people that say at the end of the day. I just go, oh, please don't speak that. It's like an incantation to me. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It really bothers me. And then people don't care and they say it anyway. Because people don't care about bothering me. They don't care.
Well, again, I mean, that's not the end of the story. When someone says thank you, the other person says,
No problem. And that's wrong too.
I
you say you're welcome.
I ran into a 20-something
at still a supermarket. Doing it,
Not only was it, it didn't stop there. It was like, well, thank you. No problem. Have a nice day. No problem. No problem.
Oh,
have
no.
a nice day. No problem. See, they're acclimated to responding with that phrase for everything.
And sometimes it is applicable. I've noticed if you can say no problem to something, not so much as a thank you as a you're welcome, but there's things where you could say,
it's
if you don't start it with thanks, if you just say, hey, good job. No, I've heard it where it works, but not a lot.
I kind of haven't heard it where it
I'll
works because I think it's condescending. I think it's you're thanking somebody with your dear heart, and they're turning it into a math solution.
Yeah, I don't.
It just doesn't fit, man.
It's the dumbing down of America. Anyway, it's nobody really cares anymore. They just go along with what everybody else says.
It's that Trump guy. What happened was
him.
Now everything is we are so bombarded by crap. Crap is now part of our daily lives and accepted accordingly.
And to not even speak coherently and just use basic
words
like that's a bad person. Yeah. Oh, terrible, terrific. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, don't expand on that vocabulary. That's all you need, America.
Yeah. And
don't be smart.
The president constantly says, "I'm a great word person. I choose the best.
Things come out of his face hole. That's
who's,
all that happens.
Who says that about the way they speak? I choose the best words.
No.
Who is that?
No, he can't. No.
No.
His tweets though. No. I noticed. That's, you know, incredible. Yeah. If you've watched anything of the hearings, all I will say is one thing. For the word tweet to be in our history now, I'm boggled. My mind is boggled. Yeah. But to see lawyers and senators and people saying, tweet.
I know.
What is that?
It's a funny looking thing, isn't it? It's the sound a freaking bird makes.
You know, and it's happening. I'm glad that he does that tweet because it shows his absolute ignorance and it's there in record now. It's public record of these absurdities.
But everything social media is all condescending baby language. The largest company in the world, and memes, whatever the hell that is. Google. Tuff. That's a baby sound with saliva.
Do you think Bill Gates imagined all this when he in 1989?
No.
How the future of technology?
How do we get into the baby talk? And the biggest search engine originally was Yahoo.
I know.
Yahoo.
That's the sound a cowboy
makes after they reach orgasm. What? Yahoo.
Well, all right.
Yeah, Bing.
Bing is...
Bing.
Listen, there's one that doesn't track you. It's called DuckDuckGo. Now that's
even stupid, DuckDuckGo.
I know, it may be stupid, but at least it doesn't track your information.
Okay.
You should be using that. But no one will, because Google's already taken
but
over the world.
Listen to
I
us.
I know.
Google, Yahoo, DuckDuckBoo.
I know.
What are we saying out of our lives?
I know, exactly. It's all come full circle. We're dumbing down.
Oh,
it's
my
fine.
God.
It's okay. Just go with it, man, right?
So
I will not conform.
It's so embarrassing.
I'm not conforming.
We're adults, and we're saying baby words. The largest companies in the world are baby words.
All right. What about the word big exaggeration? Does that make sense? That was a big exaggeration. Wasn't it just an exaggeration?
Well, yes. You can't. That's an oxymoron.
It is.
Yeah.
Is everybody listening? Is this thing on?
Yeah, it is.
Big exaggeration.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Someone's just trying to emphasize. And they're doing it wrong.
No,
you're doing
it wrong. You know what it is? Someone's using the best words. That's a sign of unintelligence is what that is.
I don't know.
There's no explanation beyond that.
Ooh.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
Privacy versus secrecy. I heard that the other day, and I made a note of it that I want to bring it up.
It's very interesting.
Isn't it interesting?
Interesting. You're blowing my mind.
Let me extrapolate.
Sure.
I'll unpack this for the normal people. Right. They don't know extrapolate. So I'll say unpack.
Unpack it.
I'll unpack it. Okay, so privacy versus secrecy.
Yes. Unpack this.
I will. Okay. I'm doing that. People say, you're if you look at someone's email or something personal, a text message, you know, someone you might know, and you looked at it, and they say, well, that's private. That's my privacy. Yes. You're invading my privacy. Privacy. How about if you're not showing it or you're not whatever, but isn't that more like secrecy? It's what you're hiding. It's secrecy. You're not sharing it. You don't want it shared. There's a difference between privacy and secrecy. Listen it. How about it? Learn it. Right now. I just said it.
Huh.
Okay?
In some cases, yes, Taureen. But in other cases, I do see a split difference.
Well, there is a difference.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
There's a complete difference.
Okay.
Right.
You weren't using the best words.
I wasn't.
Okay.
That was a big exaggeration.
Yeah.
So I don't think people can claim one thing when it's really the other.
You're
that's
right.
My privacy. No, it's not.
Yeah.
That's your secrecy.
That is your secrecy.
Yes.
If it's some information about you that could be exculpatory
or
about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, that's a secret.
But it's not private.
No, that's not private. That's not private.
You're being secretive.
Yes, you are. You're not.
People being private is one thing. People being secretive, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. I don't deal with these people anymore.
What if they're part of your family and stuff and you have to?
I don't. You kind of don't have to.
Ooh, oh, yeah. I like the way you think, Van Dam.
I'm sick of this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's an outcast in the family who just doesn't fit in.
Me. It's me.
Then leave
them alone. I'm the black
sheep. Leave them alone. No, but
is that the same
different
thing?
No.
Okay.
No. No. It would be different if you walked into a room and you started like putting cellophane on the walls. I'd say
that's mental illness.
Yeah. Well, I don't need that.
No.
I don't need that.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
I don't need that.
I'm just a little quirky.
A little quirky's fine. That's fine. And you know, the older you get, the more a little quirky is acceptable.
Then it's called eccentric though.
Fine.
Because then you get old.
That's beautiful.
Like, you know, Bruce Wayne or whatever. I don't know.
Like Bruce Wayne.
No, you know. They're eccentric.
The Batman example.
Oh, looks into you and you know the characters.
Yeah. Are you surprised?
But you don't know memes.
You're surprised that I know?
You don't know what a meme is.
No,
yeah,
because
my mind is blown.
After my time.
You know what it is. I think you're just playing.
Yeah, I saw someone in a costume once. Well, it was like Halloween.
Probably, I hope.
Came up to my door begging for candy.
That sounds like it's Halloween.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Seriously. And I opened a door, and there's this thing that looked like a yellow garbage can. And I said, what are you?
Oh, it's a minion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could. I haven't even seen the movie.
Yeah, it was a
any
minion.
Any of them, but
is
I
that,
can figure it out.
Is a minion different than a meme?
Oh.
I see. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yes,
I thought,
it's different.
I thought a meme was a minion.
No.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I am so behind the times.
That's okay. You're entitled to
me. Because I just don't care.
You don't. And you're not online. Dude, memes
no,
are
online.
Memes are online. Online. Number one, you can't even have a meme unless you're online. It's an online thing.
Yeah, okay, then I don't
there's
know
no, you're
is.
Not going to run into anything about a meme at the supermarket or at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, it's not.
Not even at the door collecting candy? They don't collect candy?
You could probably dress like a meme. I've probably seen something like that. You'd have to have writing on it, though.
Is that like a...
Be a meme. You could be the cat.
Yeah.
You could be Grumpy Cat, who is a meme now. You don't understand, so it's a waste of time.
Is a meme an emoji?
No.
What is it?
I feel like now the world's on my shoulders right now. I have to explain on live podcasting what a meme is.
Well,
and
I might not even
get it right. Well,
I think there are a lot of people that don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, Google it.
You may not,
but anyway, besides that. No, I mean, because there's all these newbie techie ways to say things, and I could be one or the other.
You're not up on
well,
it.
No, I am.
Okay.
But it's like you, it's humorous. It's a joke. There's dank memes. We're not even going
to
get into that. It's way beyond.
This is starting
anyway,
to get crazy.
But yeah, it's just they write something in like bold capital letters that is funny and almost ironic sometimes. And then if you put it on a certain picture, that picture becomes a famous meme. And then they use it with different writing for different things.
And it's in bold, big writing?
Well, whatever they want to make the joke as.
I thought bold, big writing was anger.
No.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be that big. It just you know, the graphics on the meme itself, on the picture, say words that are funny and sarcastic or whatever it's meaning to convey. And it becomes popular. And then it starts changing and people put different words on the same picture.
Yeah.
You know, like bachelor frog, nothing. Okay.
Do you like salad?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my way of getting out of a conversation.
Oh, yeah, well, then no, I don't like salad.
I have
salad.
No idea what you're, I still don't know what you're talking about.
All right, how about this? Change it up.
Okay.
My mother, listen, love you, Mom. This is what my mother said. And she laughs whenever I point it out.
Mm-hmm.
Emphasis on the wrong syllable. She says banjo.
Oh.
Teenager.
Oh, interesting.
And I try to correct her.
Interesting.
Banjo. I'm like, Mom, stop saying banjo.
Oh.
It's a banjo. And she can't, her mind doesn't want to. See, I know where I get it now, all these weird things.
That
she doesn't say insurance, though.
That's,
she doesn't say that one.
Insurance.
She doesn't say insurance.
Okay.
She says insurance.
Okay. So she's all right.
The down south, it's insurance. You got your insurance for your banjo, your teenager.
Right, yeah.
She's half and half.
That's like Chandler on Friends.
Oh, really?
That was his thing. He always said the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable, and it was funny.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Says my dad says emphasis on the wrong syllable. He made that up,
well,
which I love.
Funny. That's very funny.
My dad was very smart.
Yeah. If it's that funny, it should be all in capital
and a meme.
Bold letters.
We'll make it a meme.
See, I knew that.
See, you're catching
on.
I learned
that.
You did. So the day wasn't a complete waste for Monday.
I wouldn't say that's the case.
Well, yeah, it's Monday. Yeah. So what are you going to do?
The Democrats are being very clever right now. They're realizing that the American public doesn't know what the hell quid pro quo means.
Oh, again, here we go.
Yeah.
Memes, quid pro quo.
So what they're doing, and they really should do this, is now they're starting to call it bribery.
Okay.
That's something people can put their hands on.
Right. It's you do something for me, I'll do something for you.
Correct.
That's basic
bribery.
Bottom line.
That's bribery.
All right.
It's not
scratch your back, you scratch mine. One of those.
It's a quid pro quo.
As the crow flies, it's 7 miles.
Sounds like a Greek cocktail. It just doesn't.
It's Latin, is what it is.
It is Latin. Yes, it is.
Right.
Yes.
But people just didn't go there because people really get confused.
Do you know anybody that speaks Latin?
Priests.
Yeah.
Catholic priests.
And nobody understands what the hell.
It sounds so like freaking cool, though. You know, it's
like. Oh, no,
like,
it doesn't. Oh, no, it doesn't.
It's an incantation. They're putting the spell on somebody with the bad
yeah,
juju.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
it's
like.
It's awesome.
It sounds
don't
like.
Don't do it my way.
Don't you stand on a stage and put a spell on everybody.
I think they should. That's some like, people need it.
And when I clap in my hands, you all are going to take a shit.
Yeah, he sounds Italian. Yeah. He's from the Vatican? Is that one of theirs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's not much difference.
Yeah.
You know, it's just very odd to me that the Vatican City, you know, is like a separate.
Its own country.
Correct. It's a nothing. It's not
its
even
own
a country.
Political, its own. Fire department, maybe like Disney. Disney has that. Disney has its own police and fire department,
of course,
in Disney World.
Yeah, underground.
So they keep everything quiet.
Yeah, well, they keep it private.
Anybody flying off a ride? Yeah, it's private, not secret. I mean, it is secret.
Right.
We don't want any deaths reported. Yeah. Thank you.
It was quiet until the kid got chewed up by the alligator.
Oh
then
yeah.
Then all of a sudden, it's
and
like,
that monorail has killed people.
It has, but we don't read about that. We don't hear about
it. Dig around. Use Google.
Yeah.
Use DuckDuckGo.
Well,
find out.
Yeah. DuckDuck. DuckDuckGo.
They won't track you that way.
Yeah, if you dig, you'll find it. But public knowledge, no. They keep that quiet.
Yeah, you can't because they want to make money.
Yes.
It's the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
So they claim.
Have the things really fallen off the rail, the monorail, or just people?
No, someone got killed by the monorail, I want to say many years ago.
I see. Well, on the tracks by mistake? I don't understand how that's possible.
I'm trying to remember.
Is that in the air, kind of?
I almost think it was...
I can see it falling off the rail.
I almost think it was someone that worked there. I'll have to reinvestigate this. And is where people are tapping on their keyboards right now, trying to find out.
I don't know if it's on YouTube or not, but when Disney World was first being announced and put together, like way back before
it opened in 1971.
Yeah.
I believe.
They actually
Disneyland.
Showed, and I'm sure it's far more intricate now, but they showed an underground... a service.
Yeah, the tunnels of stuff, right.
But intricate, like incredibly, like a whole city
underground.
Everything,
isn't it cool?
Everything was being controlled underground. And that was fascinating to me.
It's probably like so much better today with technology.
Oh, yeah.
But you still like, I saw driving by because I knew my brother-in-law, ex-brother-in-law worked at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
So we got we got to go back there.
Ooh.
I swear, I can never, I shouldn't even say this, but I'm saying it.
Uh-oh.
Because it can't be proved. It's all hearsay.
Someone going to hurt you if you say this?
It can't be
Is
proved.
Is it secret or private?
Ooh. It's secret.
Secret.
Okay. I saw Minnie Mouse without her head on.
God.
But she was behind something. Like, I wasn't even supposed to be there.
Yeah.
But because I knew someone that worked there, related to, back then. But this is a long, long time ago, Ron. I'm talking over 20 years.
Wow.
Maybe 20 years. Maybe around 20 years ago.
Without the head on. That is.
She had that dress. You know, you can't miss it. It's the red with white polka dots.
Oh, my God. And no head.
No head. She's not real. It's a person. But the person took the head off to go have a cigarette or whatever they were doing. I don't remember what they were doing. She was doing. He, she,
that
whatever.
That is called character decapitation.
Well, it's called being out of character, being out of costume.
Well, yeah.
And they don't allow that. You get fired for that.
Oh, you will. Sure.
You can't even have facial hair. I mean, they have like such a strict policy there. Yeah, so that was.
I can't imagine.
I saw it. I wish I had a picture. Back then, I didn't have a camera phone. I don't think. But I wish
by mistake.
Oh yeah, that's why I was in the back.
Yeah,
we're not supposed to be.
Wow.
The child would be like, yeah, good point.
Wow.
That's why they don't want it done, because they're afraid someone's going to see it. But what is she supposed to do? Live in there for 12 hours? No, you can't. You have to take it off to eat. My God, what are they doing?
I guess.
But maybe she was supposed to be in the tunnel. That's why I brought it. You went to the tunnel.
That's probably what
she probably should have been. She was out in the. Above ground.
She did
above ground.
She did premature tunnelization.
Correct. Yes. And I witnessed such.
Wow.
And
were you traumatized by that?
No, I thought it was awesome. Really? I'm like, look at that. Look at that.
I would love to see her with her head on and no pants.
Oh, reverse mermaid?
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd find that to be annoying or wonderful.
Hey, I got some free coupons in the mail. Did you ever call and report something's bad? Like, these are bad. I don't like it. What are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
Ron, listen.
I guess.
Your bread is full of holes? What do? You take a picture and you send it and you say, look at all the holes in this bread.
What do they do? Don't they replace the bread?
They replace the bread.
Of course they do.
They said, this is unacceptable. I said, it is. It's full of holes.
This is unacceptable. This bread is unacceptable.
Listen, you pay for gluten-free bread, dude.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to pay? You don't want holes in it.
Well, it's gluten-free.
Look, that's what happens. The gluten knows all gluten. It separates.
It's gluten-free.
Yeah, it is. Because gluten sticks the stuff together.
Yeah.
Gluten is glue.
Well, you sound like Bill Cosby. Because gluten puts the stuff together in the pudding.
Well, have you seen him lately? Maybe I am him. But gluten is glue. It's even in the word. Look
and
it up.
And they don't even ask.
It's got holes.
I understand you. They don't even ask.
I'll show you a picture. I have it right in my phone. When we're done with this, I'm showing you the picture.
Did they ask for the defective loaf to be returned?
Of course not.
Of course not.
They're so nice about it.
So
they just want to make
me
happy.
In theory, Tori.
Yes.
Couldn't you buy a product,
right.
Call up the place and say, this is unacceptable.
If I have no life. I have something called.
That could become a life.
It could, but it's not honest.
Oh, yeah.
This is justice. I'm always all for justice and troubleshoot, right, do right all the wrongs.
You're like a consumer.
Yeah, well, I don't let them get away with it. And I have a loose leaf notebook this thick of all the letters since 1985.
Wow, you keep them.
Keep them. Of them, you know, replying to me. What was wrong? We're sorry this happened. Here is your coupon. We're sorry this happened. Here is a free coupon.
How many times did that happen to you?
Not just the brim and the bread, but I mean everything. It could be anything. Go to McDonald's. You have a problem. Go to anywhere and something's wrong.
Yeah.
You didn't get what you paid for. It was stale. It was moldy. It was opened. It didn't do what it was supposed to do. People understand me. They're listening. You don't let it slide. You call that 1-800 number and you get on the blower, as Archie Bunker would say. I don't know what it is, but it must be a phone.
Blower.
Yeah, he'd say that.
Really?
So you call up and you tell them.
Yeah.
Or you go on their website now and you say, listen. And so you know what happened? They sent me 3 free loaves of bread. Coupon.
Free loaves.
But you know,
three.
Three for you. So, but you know what they did? They stapled them together on the UPC. Do you know anything about a UPC code, a barcode?
Sure.
They're so sensitive.
Yeah.
You take off a little corner, it's not even going to scan.
Read well, no.
Doesn't read at all.
Yeah, so what happened?
So I took a picture of that and sent it to them and said, what's the big idea?
Right.
I can't even use these. I took one off, the part of it ripped, and it'd have to be completely. They said, oh, what a bummer. They use the word bummer because they're all gluten-free.
Big company.
They're
big,
you know, hipsters.
Yep.
So they said, and then, oh, we'll make you happy. We're sorry. We'll send you 3 more. I said, but you know what? I said, thank you. I said, but I think it was done deliberately.
Oh, you're really kind of.
Why did they send me 3? I only had one loaf.
To shut you up.
No, no.
Why?
They sent me 3 because they were all unusable and they knew it, dude. Now, I know that's a little conspiracy theorist, but it happened. Why send me 3 that I couldn't use?
Well,
I'm all excited. Then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I can't use them.
Wow.
We'll see. I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted next week if I get 3 that are stapled at all or on the other side, or if I get 1 that's not stapled.
That's very odd, isn't it?
Like the toothpaste last week, the Sensodyne. I'm telling you, these people, they're up to something. You have to out them all.
It's a conspiracy.
Well, I don't want to go that far because then I seem a little not so much quirky and more crazy.
It's like when you contact the bread people and you call them on the blower.
Yes.
And they answer the blower and say, who is this? And you say, it's Tori. Do they turn around and go, oh, crap, it's her.
Yeah, my doctor's office does that now. Yeah. Not the bread people, but my doctors. They know me now, but that's fine. Right. They should. Right. But I actually used...
It's her. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they call me Tori. I'm on a first name basis now. And I'm serious. But anyway, I used actually Facebook to do the... I didn't use a blower. Yeah. I used Facebook.
Yeah.
And I sent them instant message. Companies are terrified of social media.
Mm.
You know, we've talked about this.
Sure.
So, I mean, I said, I'm going to podcast this,
I
just did it. I don't make up stories.
You're not kidding around.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's done. I didn't say their name, out of all fairness, but I said a bread company that's gluten-free. There's like three.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
What does it begin with? You?
C.
Does that mean yes? Is it the UDI thing?
No, it's not that.
That sounds like a sexual disease, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? There's Udies and there's Rudies. I want to know who was there first. And I used to know because one stole the other. They just put a stupid R in front of it. But I guess Rudies was there first. They didn't put the stupid R. Udies took the R off.
Yeah. They said, how are we going to sell bread? Well, people, they'll
think
they'll
it's Rudies.
They said Rude, but we misunderstood
you. Erase it. Look it up, people. Wow. DuckDuckGo that shiz. I'm not making it up.
Wow.
It's true.
DuckDuck crazy.
Isn't it? Bing!
I can't stand
Needle nose Ned.
I can't stand any of this.
Because it's Monday.
Oh, God. Did you go to public school?
Yes.
Okay.
I had to think about it. It's a long time ago, dude. I feel like I'm in deposition right now.
Pause.
Because I'm on deposition. I'm in the hearings. Are you Democrat or Republican? What's happening right now? Yes, correct.
I had a friend that went to private school,
mm-hmm.
and I was jealous because they didn't have to figure out what they were going to wear every day.
Oh, they had a uniform? So it was a Catholic school, probably. Sort of.
I guess so. I never really asked. Young, so I didn't really... I didn't cross-examine.
Wow. But, well, they do that so they won't be, like, bullying, too. Like, or revealing clothes or, you know, gang things.
Yeah, like, what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
My son actually went to, it wasn't even a private school, but in Florida, years ago, he had to wear a uniform.
Really?
Yeah, kindergarten.
Oh.
And all the kids did. It was great. They had the khaki shorts or pants.
Yeah.
And, like, a white shirt, I think. It was a long, long time ago. Yeah. But it wasn't a religious place. Yeah. It was just they wanted to do that. And it was. I thought it was fine.
There's been some talk amongst public schools that they wanted to start doing that because that would eliminate their problems with you can't have a T-shirt with a picture of a bird on. You can't wear socks.
Right, right. It makes sense in a way.
Yeah.
Well, plus, it gives kids like they feel kind of more formal. Don't they?
Well, I don't know if they feel formal or more like they're...
More studious?
Well, no. It might be more militaristic in the sense that we're all dressed the same.
1984, Big Brother.
Individuality. But the problem is, once again, as I said with Trump, is that the individuality now is so individual that everybody breaks all the rules of any type of semblance of borders.
Right.
And that, so, I mean, we don't respect the borders anymore.
No. It's out of control.
We always have to stretch the limits.
Right. That's a good point.
That's the problem. And the further we get into history, the more stretching we've done to the point where we don't even know what the line was.
And the Japanese, they wear uniforms. So
it feels a little too...
like you will do that. It's not quite North Korea. Yeah. And they probably do it too, though.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
See,
oh
then, yeah, you're right.
Oh,
it's
God. Yeah, and there's consequences if you don't.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, America. Land of the free, home of the brave. Free.
Well,
free.
Well, it's not free. I'm paying taxes.
Yeah, nothing's free.
No, not at all.
What is free? No such thing as a free lunch.
Well, it used to be water, but now we do get water bills.
And you buy bottled water.
Buy bottled water. But the water that comes out of the faucet,
you still pay for.
I'm paying for that now.
Didn't, there's a water
didn't
bill.
Before.
No. You're paying to take your trash away.
Right. Air, not yet. Although you can buy air.
Oh, oxygen.
Oxygen.
Sure.
Oxygen.
I went to an oxygen bar.
Yeah.
It was great. You put these little things in your nose, and you sit there, and you feel cool. You feel like you're happening, man.
It sounds feel like you're in a nursing home.
I felt like Michael Jackson, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he had like an oxygen chamber. I couldn't afford the chamber, but I got the little nose things.
That's crazy.
Like I was in the emergency room.
That's, so yes, I just want to go to the emergency. That's what it does look like.
I kind of want to go there just for the oxygen. I hurt my wrist. God. Can I have some of that oxygen you got there? Thank you. There I go.
That sounds awful.
No, it's cool. I'm telling you, sit there. It was a hookah bar.
Yeah.
It was half hookahs,
half
oxygen.
Bar. Oh, okay.
Thanks. Oh, it's in Orlando, dude. It's like right on the main thing.
It's crazy.
It's cool. Go there.
I know in other countries they do have oxygen bars where you do sit there and you refresh yourself. But those are usually countries where they have a lot of pollution problems.
Sure. Well, we're getting there. We are definitely getting there.
Okay, enough about that.
Right.
Hey. So, there you go.
How crazy about those smartphones?
Oh, smartphones, interesting.
Listen, I know. It's not. But everyone has one. If anyone who's anybody has one. All right.
Yeah,
Ron,
everybody
I think I've
does have it.
That's true. I think I've talked about this before, but it came up again in my life. Mm-hmm. So I have to bring it up.
Sure.
Your smartphone is listening to you. Do you understand that? No, I'm serious. I know you laugh, but it's absolutely provable. When you're speaking right now, your phone, if it's on, and it is, it's listening to you speaking, much like those Alexa things. Is she going to talk now?
Yes, she is.
See, because I said her name.
You're welcome.
See?
Happy Friday.
Okay, she's off.
She's
anyway.
Actually starting a conversation.
No, see, that's the thing. But your phone does the same thing, but it doesn't talk back to you. It only listens. I can prove it. And some people actually know this.
Prove it.
Some people actually know this.
Okay, prove it.
It's not news to a lot of people.
All right. Prove it.
But I want to make sure everyone understands.
I'm not disagreeing, but prove it.
It's absolutely 100% true.
Okay.
So the last week, was talking about mouse traps.
Where?
Somebody has a mice problem, and we were discussing mouse traps.
Okay. Where were you at the time?
On the phone.
Okay.
Just on the phone.
So you're talking on the phone.
Talking on the phone to a person about mouse traps.
Okay.
Short conversation.
Yes.
Ended it.
Right.
Day goes by.
Yes.
Next day, I'm on my phone reading news articles.
Uh-oh.
Right in the middle is an ad for a mousetrap. Never saw it before. Never bought a mousetrap online. Never did anything about an email about mousetraps. And this has happened before. This happened in 2018. I was at a car show at the Heinz Auditorium in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And I had a conversation, again, with a woman. Mm-hmm. Phone right there, not on.
Right.
She was from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
She said they bus all these people in, or they fly them in, rather, to do these car shows. Because they're not from around here. They don't even sound like they're from Boston.
Okay.
They're all beautiful people with these perfect accents.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to sell us a car.
Certainly.
So she explained she was from Indianapolis.
Right.
Now, this happened quicker than a day.
Yes.
10 minutes later.
Yes.
I was on my phone looking up something, and there was things to do in Indianapolis. It showed an ad for me. Like, I was there in Indianapolis. There's things to sightsee in Indianapolis. Now, people don't need to believe me, and they can think it's a coincidence, but I offer you this. Try it yourself.
All right.
Just, you know, say, and you can look up instances of this happening.
Okay.
And it happened to my son before, and with his phone, and he's in with the government, so he even knows it already goes on. So he knows your phones are listening no matter what.
Now, you cited, over the course of many years, two instances.
Oh, that's just in the last year.
Okay.
2018 was the car show last year, and then just last week was the mousetrap. Those are my stories. I don't specifically look for it, and maybe I won't notice it if it's happening, but I happen to notice those because mousetrap, what are you talking about? And Indianapolis, I'm not there. Why do you think I'm there?
Yeah.
And I might do it again because my phone's right here, and I'm saying it again.
But you're not engaged in conversation on the phone, though.
No, but the other time I wasn't either with the Indianapolis. I wasn't.
Oh, you were just.
I was talking to that. I was in the car show. Had a conversation with this woman.
You had your phone out?
I had my phone.
And why did you have your phone out?
I was videoing around the place.
Okay, so it was active.
But it wasn't a live feed.
Okay.
It was just, video here, take a picture there. Just a regular thing you would do at a car show.
And you were verbalizing.
I verbalized with that woman where she was from and how she got into Boston when she looks like $1 million.
Interesting.
How you get this job, lady? I want your job.
Yeah.
Well, she goes, I'm from Indianapolis.
So it doesn't have to be in the context of an actual phone conversation with somebody.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Your phone can be just right there.
I will have to pay special attention to this. Although, if you talk a lot during the day, chances are something's going to come up similar. But Indianapolis would be no reason
reason. Try something like Hong Kong. Just keep saying that over the day. Hong Kong.
Let's do it right now.
Okay, I'm doing it.
All right.
Hong Kong. I hope it's not a smartphone smart enough to know what I'm doing. Conversations before. Now I'm like,
I see.
Will I start seeing ads for Hong Kong?
Well, have you been to Hong Kong?
I have not.
Hong Kong is having its problems these days with protests.
Oh, that's right.
A lot of Hong Kong.
That's still going on, right?
Yes, but boy, would I love to go to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I wonder how much it costs.
Do you ever have Hong Kong food?
Hong Kong? Hong Kong? No, is that like King Kong food?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never had
food. I've had Chinese food.
Yes, but
remember when Hong Kong was under Britain rule?
Yes.
British rule?
That was the Hong Kong days.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. Let's
see what happens.
James Bond.
Let's see what happens.
All right. Try yourself, folks. I mean, you don't have to believe anything I say. No. Although everything I say on the show is 100% true. I am not fake news.
No, no.
This is about my life, myself, whatever.
So now if I go searching something in my Google.
Oh, that's that. Everybody knows that. It keeps your history and it might.
So where would this come up now? Let's say this Hong Kong was picked up.
Actually, if you say you're reading, this is what happened to the mousetrap. I was reading a story,
right.
An online story.
About anything.
Doesn't matter where. I just, you know, you read stories. And in between, there's always these ads.
Yes.
I looked at some boots about 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Now it keeps showing me those same damn boots at the same place I was going to get them. But they're not in my size, so I don't even care.
Right.
But they keep showing me those stupid boots. I'm like, wow, I wish I never clicked on that thing. Because now I'm going to see boots for the rest of my life.
Now we all know that when
you know that how that
when
works.
You go online
metadata.
And you search for something, yes. And you're searching for airlines, you know, trips to Honolulu.
That gets picked up with the algorithms. Absolutely.
We all see that. We see that.
But I'm talking a conversation on the phone or just
verbal.
Or just right now with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's like that thing over there. I won't say her name again.
Right.
It's the same principle.
So it's the verbal thing that we're talking. In other words, you're not purposely searching mouse traps.
I wasn't.
You were just talking about them.
Right.
So that's scarier.
Yes,
you actually
that's why I'm bringing it up today, because it just happened last week, and I'm like, this is a thing I really want people to know about. Not that they're going to change their habits. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say they're getting rid of Facebook, though. They're getting rid of Messenger because they worried about privacy things.
Yeah.
But if you have a phone, you're doomed. I'm sorry.
Right.
You can get rid of Facebook. You can get rid of Messenger. You go off the grid. But if you have a smartphone, I'm sorry.
Everybody has one,
there
though.
You go. Then why bother? Just stay on the grid.
You're
an idiot.
You're
a moron.
You're
stupid.
But how do you not, Tori?
How do you not? Exactly.
How do you not? I mean,
just keep. You know what? Just stay on Facebook. Stay on Twitter. Do your thing. Because
if
you have a phone.
Because that would make it worse.
I don't care. It's too late.
I don't care. It's too late.
It is.
Well, that's not a good attitude.
I don't give a crap.
Well, no, shrap.
I give little scraps.
That's now you're scaring the hell out of me.
Check it out, man.
Yeah, man.
There's probably videos and people. Although, if they have a tinfoil hat on, I wouldn't listen to what they're saying. But I don't have a tinfoil hat, and I'm telling you.
Yeah.
My son doesn't either. He works with the government for 20 years.
Yeah.
He's not. He knows. I used to have a friend in the patent office, Washington, D.C.
Mm.
And this is, I'm talking back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Late 80s. He said, do not email, ever. He said, the government's all over your email. I'm like, what are you talking about? They don't care about my silly emails. He goes, I will not email. And he was in the patent office in the government. He had published patents, patent officer in Washington, D.C. He said, I will never email because they absolutely read your emails. And that's in the late 80s.
Right.
I don't even know what I didn't know what email was back then.
Well, 80s.
Early
90s. 80s sounded a little paranoid. But now I think it's actually more possible on a larger
scale. Oh, it's absolutely happening. But I don't care if they know they read my email.
What about texting?
Whatever. The NSA. Fine. My texts are delayed. Sometimes they're so delayed, I'm like, okay, why is this taking so long to go through? Oh, they're intercepting. NSA has to intercept and read it.
No, that's because the internet
I'm
going
to start speaking Arabic in my text. I don't care. They can come find me.
They can scramble your – actually, they'll go after you even more if it's in Arabic.
Good. Come get me, dude. Bring it. I'm not doing anything. I want to prove a point. Mm. I used to say that with my son on the phone. We'd start speaking Arabic. And my other son that passed away, we'd speak a little. I'd do the Arabic. He didn't. He would just laugh.
Yeah.
And because I said, they're going to come now, James.
Yeah, wow.
They're going to come. I won't say the words here.
Yeah.
But,
don't.
But I'll say them off air on my phone.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're not getting ads for bread.
I do. But that's normal because I message them on Facebook. That would happen.
All right.
They know I'm interacting with them. Anyone you're interacting with is fine.
That in itself is extremely scary, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but there's nothing we can do about it. Just understand that.
Well,
if you live in America in 2019, if you live in the world in 2019, and you have a phone, it's much too late for you.
But that just shows how irresponsible we are with our technology. We create things that are possible, and we have absolutely no way how to handle it.
Right, we can't live with the consequences.
And we can't. And even if you had parameters, people would know how to
get
around
them. Absolutely. Hackers are everywhere. Doesn't matter.
So what we're doing is we're creating our own destiny of doom.
Right. Well, the world's not going to last that much longer, so I wouldn't worry about
that's
it. I've got 100
true.
Years, maybe. I don't even know.
Yeah.
So I just
email me.
About mousetraps in Hong Kong?
This is awful. This is awful. Now you've totally
depressed talked about this before, but maybe I've reminded
you. But it's always a good time to refresh.
Next week, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you about the Hong Kong stuff. If it happens. I took a screenshot of the mousetrap. I will show you. I have a legitimate picture of the mousetrap thing.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
Because I couldn't believe it. I said, I have to take a screenshot of this right now and show who I was speaking to about it and see, look what happened the next day.
Now, I did have a mouse problem myself about 3/4 of a year ago, and I did go on the Lowe's website, and I looked up, like, mousetraps.
Yeah, well, now you're done.
Yeah, and I did, yes, indeed, I did start getting ads on the right-hand side, no matter where I went.
Same with your email.
For mousetraps.
If you have Gmail, I get that. They read the emails, and then they send you ads about what was inside your email. Okay, not the subject. What is inside your email, you will get ads for. Yeah. They're reading it. It's too late. Too late.
Well, it's too late anyway.
It's too late anyway.
Because those ads show up like months also after you've probably already made your purchase of a mousetrap.
Yeah, but that's the only way to make money is ads on the internet and clicks on YouTube and clicks on this.
But whoever said that I, as a private citizen, a secret citizen, ever gave permission to market me like that based on something that I was doing in a non-marketing vein?
Right. Yeah. Just by having a telephone.
Yes. Right. And it's one thing, Tori, to say, yes, I'm looking for a mousetrap. Oh, there's some information for mousetraps. Well, that's convenient, I guess.
If that you seems were looking. Harmless. I wasn't looking.
That's the point.
I was speaking.
That's the point.
Yeah, and exactly. That's my whole point
That's
here.
The difference.
And your phone is
that's
listening.
That's the difference.
Look it up.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
It's been happening.
Now, if I go on a site like Lowe's or Amazon, okay, yeah. I'm in search of a product.
Right, exactly. Everyone knows that. You expect
helpful.
It. It's going to happen.
But if I'm not, that's got to be illegal.
It'll
somehow.
Happen to you. I hope you pay attention now, because it will happen.
Oh, I will be. I will Hong Kong away, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, that is freaky stuff.
I know.
All right. I think we've reached.
On that
our,
note, have we freaked out enough people?
You've reached the end of my limitations.
That takes more than that to freak me out. I just think it's amazing that they're doing this, and nothing I can do about it. So.
There's nothing anybody can do about it. I mean, we're
just
not looking
have a
to
phone.
You to solve it. It's
just use a landline. A corded landline. Even then, but still, that's a little more secure.
But then you have to be home.
You have to be home.
Yeah.
You can get a VPN network, actually, for internet use, which is a good idea, but it does cost money.
Sure.
Anything worth anything costs money. Free is, hey.
Do you know how much money we spend to make ourselves safe for something that we didn't need to begin with?
Right.
I mean, the amount of money the companies spend.
But they're actually, they're profiting on our fear. And some of it is unfounded fear, actually. Yeah. Some of it is not even, like those.
Well, not according to what you're saying.
Well, how about they say you have a wallet, if you have your wallet, your credit card, they think you can just scan, someone can walk by and grab your number. That's not exactly true, especially in this country.
Yeah.
And the way to, so they're trying to make money off these lead wallets or whatever they are, so it won't happen to you.
Yeah.
But if you look up, just research it a little bit, and you'll see that isn't even a thing around here.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to take your $5, and you say, it's only $5. But if enough people say it's only $5, guess who's getting rich, man, off your fear?
She's Tori Lagarde, and she's warning you.
Oracle. You know.
Nothing
I can do.
It's one of her
tell
gigs.
You.
It's one of her gigs.
People don't listen.
Would you join me next Monday to do this again?
Why not? We'll talk about some movies coming out next week. We'll do the movie thing again. So we did have positive feedback on that. People like that. They like the movie thing.
Oh, I didn't understand.
I used to
do
the movie thing. They made me like me.
That's right.
Bebopping
Tori
and scatting.
Actually hosted a show.
I did. 1989.
Called Box Office Trivia.
Live. Yeah, on the air.
Live.
Phone calls and everything.
Call up and you would talk about films.
I'm funnier now. I mean, I wasn't funny then.
Well, you weren't a humorist.
I became one.
That's right.
It took a lot of time.
It took time. But,
and challenges.
It's
and
nice to see you evolve.
Despair. Thank you.
She's walking up right now, too. Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.
You woke.